Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 700, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. A very happy Friday to you, and welcome back to another Q&A episode. On all the other weekdays, I narrate blogs for you, kind of like an ongoing audiobook with permission from the authors. But on Fridays, I do something a little different. You send in an audio question, and I answer them for you. And I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for sending in your questions. Without you, there wouldn't be 700 episodes of this show. So again, thank you. Now you may wonder, why should I bother sending this guy a health-related question? Well, first, you make me happy because I love answering them, but that's not going to help you so much. I do have my Doctor of Public Health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree with an emphasis in health promotion and health education. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I have published scholarly research. I have been quoted in over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on health and fitness and nutrition. And when I'm not doing this podcast, I am an assistant professor and department chair of nutrition and basic sciences at Bastyr University, California, and I hold 2 other faculty positions as well. So the bottom line is, I love talking about this stuff, and I hope you feel confident in my abilities to give you the right kind of advice. So with that, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
This is David. I live in Naples, Florida, and love your podcasts. Very inspirational. Really helped me with my morning commute and on the way home, listening to them and applying the principles. I do have a question about health. I'm 58 years old, weigh about 200 pounds, and 5'10", and recently looking for some health insurance and had a blood exam. So I had 2 questions. One, my triglycerides were a touch high. They're 179, where the range is 150. And the weird one is the bilirubin. Is it 1.8, where the range is 1.5? I was wondering what you thought about both of those and what you could recommend to lower those numbers down into the proper range. Hope you're having a good day. Bye.
Thank you for your question, Dave. I'm so glad you enjoy our podcasts and find them helpful. Probably the highest compliment anyone can pay me, especially when it comes to this podcast, is that they find it helpful and try and apply what's discussed. That's really why all of us old podcast hosts do this. So again, thank you. Now, you mentioned you recently had your blood drawn for an insurance policy. Hey, I hope you use Policy Genius, by the way, to find that insurance policy. But I'm very sorry that some of the lab values weren't within the recommended ranges. Now, if you're listening and wondering why you should bother listening to the rest of this episode and not just skip to the next one, I can tell you that at some point, many of us will experience high blood triglyceride levels at some point in our lives. Why? Well, let me first mention what triglycerides actually are. Whenever you hear a fancy-sounding medical or scientific term like this, see if you can break the word down into its smaller parts. Triglyceride. Tri, as you probably would suspect, means three in this case. Glycer, or gluce, or glyce, that means sugar. And ide, or IDE, means it's some sort of chemical compound. So triglyceride means there's a chemical compound in the blood that is made up of three glycers, or sugars. Sure enough, if we were to look at the structure of a triglyceride under a microscope, we'd find that it's basically three sugars linked together. Now, when three sugars join together to form a compound like this, it actually behaves like a fat. So if you've ever wondered what the connection between sugar and fat actually is, there it is. If you eat too much sugar, your body can potentially link up those sugar molecules together into sets of three. And now you basically have a type of fatty acid. So why do doctors like to look at triglyceride levels in the blood? Well, it's sort of painting a picture of disease risk. It's just one clue about your overall health status. So by looking at your triglyceride levels, doctors are able to see the amount of fat floating around in the bloodstream. Too much fat in the bloodstream may increase a person's risk for developing cardiovascular disease, for example. Plus, because we know how triglycerides are made, three sugar molecules linked together, it can also provide clues to the types of carbohydrates a person's been consuming. The more simple carbohydrates consumed, the easier it is for the body to connect those sugar molecules together and create triglycerides. Simple carbohydrates, of course, would be things like white pastas, sugary cereals, refined breads, juices, soda, candy, cookies, well, most baked goods. You get the idea. So this is part of the reason why so many health practitioners recommend complex carbohydrates like whole grains, vegetables, beans, and lentils. So, Dave, if you want to see those triglyceride levels move in a downward direction, the first thing to do is cut down on those simple carbs. We want to make it more challenging for the body to link up three sugar molecules together to create those triglycerides. Exercise can also help with this. Why? Well, when we exercise, the body uses sugar as fuel. So by exercising, we again make it more difficult for the body to connect three sugar molecules together because the body's now using that sugar to fuel our muscles. So it's not available to start to link up. Okay, so what do we do about the higher than normal bilirubin levels that you mentioned? This is a bit more challenging for me to answer because there can be a number of reasons why the value doesn't look normal. Usually, high bilirubin tells us that there's something going on with the liver. This is because the liver creates bilirubin. Each and every day, the body gets rid of cells that are damaged, old, or potentially harmful. In this case, the liver helps to get rid of old red blood cells specifically. Sometimes this byproduct of breaking down red blood cells, which we call bilirubin, doesn't leave the body like it should, so it builds up in the bloodstream. Because the liver is responsible for this process, high bilirubin tells us that the liver may not be working as it should. Now, please know that high bilirubin levels don't always mean there's liver disease. Sometimes it can mean that your body's no longer making a special enzyme that helps break down hemoglobin, which is part of your red blood cells. There are also things that can influence the test results, like if the day before the test you happen to perform some high-intensity exercise, or you've been taking certain medications. Either way, it's important that you let your doctor know about these lab values.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you again for the question, Dave. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. The next raffle is in just 10 days. So if you want to be in the raffle, send in a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description at oldpodcast.com. All right, that'll do it for this week and for 700 episodes of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this show. It's all because of you that I have completed 700 episodes. Have a wonderful weekend, and I hopefully will see you back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.